from LPM.
Louisville Public Media.
Support for LPM podcasts comes from the Eye Care Institute and Butchertown Clinical Trials, where they strive for diversity, equity, and inclusion within their staff, patients, and clinical trial participants. To learn more, visit butchertown.clinic.
Welcome to Kentucky Politics Distilled. I'm Ryland Barton with Kentucky Public Radio Capitol reporter Divya Karthikeyan. Hey, Divya.
Hey, Ryland.
Welcome to our maiden voyage of Kentucky Politics Distilled together. It's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So one of your first assignments here in Kentucky was covering the primary elections. And one thing we found out this week is that we will be getting the Rand Paul-Charles Booker showdown we've been promised. There wasn't really anything surprising about this primary election, right? One of the big concerns here is that Rand Paul's got a big campaign war chest. Will Booker be able to raise enough money to be able to kind of get the attention to build that statewide coalition he's been talking about?
Yeah, so this is obviously not a level playing ground. Booker has a lot more stakes in this, and, you know, he has to get both, the trust of Kentucky voters and also, you know, the Democratic establishment in Washington will need to support him and back him both financially and in terms of endorsing him. He got very early endorsements from Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. But I think really at this point, it is trying not to compromise on his progressive values, but at the same time appealing to a moderate Democrat.
So one of the most interesting things to me about the primary elections were these Northern Kentucky legislative races, where three so-called Liberty candidates defeated powerful incumbent Republicans: Transportation Committee Chair Sal Santoro, Judiciary Chair Ed Massey, and Licensing and Occupations Chair Adam Koenig all lost their races. What are some of the issues behind these defeats?
Yeah, so Santoro pushed a bill to increase the gas tax, which has been facing a lot of pushback with small government, you know, Liberty candidates and generally people who are veering towards a libertarian stance on things. Koenig's been a big proponent in terms of legalizing casino gambling, which not a lot of conservative constituents are on board for. And Massey had some pretty controversial votes for these libertarian-minded folks. They wanted him to fight against Governor Beshear's coronavirus restrictions more, and he wasn't very strong about that.
You talked to former Republican Secretary of State Trey Grayson this week about what happened in these races. He is from Northern Kentucky and knows a thing or two about Republican insurgencies. He lost to a very new-to-the-scene Rand Paul back in 2010. Tell us a little bit about what Secretary Grayson thought happened in those races.
So Secretary Grayson pointed out that, you know, there was a lot of money being pumped into these races by Liberty groups. And also there were a lot of citizens who were willing to get back on these efforts. And this hadn't really happened before on a very wide scale.
This is really the first time that some of these insurgent libertarian type candidates had had independent money at the local level. And so that was a new development.
This is also the perfect storm of anti-vax rhetoric, the sort of anger towards shuttering down businesses and, you know, mask mandates, which sort of led to this slew of impeachment petitions and a lot of campaigning against Beshear. It sort of set the stage for how these candidates are really pushing the libertarian agenda forward. But then Grayson also said it's part of it is pushback against big businesses or big corporations and against the business community.
We saw this in Florida with Governor DeSantis's pushback on Disney. And I think some of the libertarians have pushed back a little bit on the Chamber of Commerce. And that may have played a role, at least for some of the voters.
Another thing that happened this week, and it was actually a story that you covered, Governor Andy Beshear said he won't endorse the Democratic candidate in the Lexington area congressional race. What was that all about?
Yeah, so Governor Beshear was meeting with Morgan McGarvey to endorse him after getting the Democratic nomination for the 3rd Congressional District. And somebody asked him whether he was going to support Jeff Young in this congressional district race. Jeff Young has made several controversial statements recently. He's become a candidate who supports the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He has been parroting some of the propaganda that Vladimir Putin has been putting out, justifying the invasion, saying that the Ukrainian army is full of Nazis. And during this event, Governor Beshear said he would not be supporting his nomination.
Jeff Young needs help, and this is not going to
help him.
Nonetheless, Jeff Young is the nominee. He will be on the ballot in the fall, running against Republican incumbent Andy Barr. The Kentucky Democratic Party has disavowed Jeff Young. Jeff Young, for years, has been a big critic of the Democratic Party. He says they've frozen him out of primary elections. But lo and behold, this is the one primary election he's ever won after a good decade of trying to get into office.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. That's all the time we have for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Kentucky Politics Distilled is produced by Louisville Public Media. To support this work, visit wfpl.org/supportKPD. That's wfpl.org/supportKPD. Follow us on your podcast app to stay on top of the latest news from Frankfort. You can read more of our statewide coverage at wfpl.org.